picture for the videos, and I'd put the 666 thing, and it was over these two little girls playing ball, and it just looked so weird. Sam's like, are you going to make that like that? I was like, probably not. Anyway, so the reason I thought about going over this, I've thought about this for a while. When we went through Revelation years ago, started to think about this stuff. And when I thought about today's lessons, I was like, man, we had 7 points in Sunday school and 7 points in preaching. And it's like, maybe we should just like do some food for thought or something for the afternoon. So that was my thought process. Like, we'll do something that's, you can put in the back of your mind and think about. And this isn't going to provide probably other than food for thought. That's what it'll be. But look in Revelation chapter 13. One of the most famous number in history, I'm sure. 666. Revelation 13, verse 17. So we'll read the verse. I'll give you a few thoughts. And then I'm going to show you a cross reference. And it's the only cross reference that I know of to this. But it explains at least one aspect of it in my mind. Revelation 13, verse 17. That no man might buy or sell, save that he had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Okay, and the number of his name, you know what the number, verse 18, here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. It's the number of a man, his number is 666. 666, the most famous number in history. Let's pray, and we'll talk about that and get some thoughts on it here. But let's pray. Father, I pray that you'd help us this afternoon. We've had some application this morning. We looked at Jesus Christ in Uriah at 11 o'clock, and now doing a little prophecy this evening or this afternoon and thinking about things that people are interested in, but I don't know that they can do anything about it, but it's just like fascinating stuff. But I pray that you'd help us understand from your words the way you speak and the way you describe things. And so I pray you'd help us this afternoon. Thank you for each soul that's here. And I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So this number, 666, has a multitude of theories associated with it. In some respects, it's a symbol. And by the way, numbers are just descriptions of things. They're like a language. The numbers are not entities in themselves. Like if I say to you 14, that doesn't mean anything unless I'm describing something. And it's not evil and it's not good unless it's describing something. If I say to you 8, that doesn't mean anything unless I'm telling you what I'm describing. Numbers are, it's a description. It's a form of language, and it's a form of language whereby you describe the relationships of physical things. You can make measurements. You can count objects. It's just a language to describe physical things and the relationship between physical things. Now, that's sort of a theoretical thing about numbers themselves. I say that because I had a friend that got so deep into this stuff about numbers. He's a doctor, and I remember going into his office, and he was talking about prophecy and just. And it's okay to talk about prophecy and stuff like that, but he was just, everything was 666. I mean, I remember specifically, I was in his office, and he pointed out this wicker basket, and he said, "See, there's 666 right there." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, it's woven into the basket. I said, "Are you talking about the actual weaving of the wood there?" He's like, "Yeah, that's sixes." I'm like, first of all, what in the world do you do with information like that? What is it? What, even if, let's say it was, who cares? What does it matter? But to back away from it, it's not true. And so, but it was, everything became that. It became that. And if your mind it's a way, I think, for people to be smart or think they're smart without actually being smart, maybe. It's just, it's a theoretical world sometimes where people can enjoy imagination without reality. And so, some of this stuff, people just get lost in it. But Bible believing people, I would say, we interpret things by the Bible. We don't take things and put them in the Bible. We look at life and we say, okay, what does the Bible say about life? And so that's how we learn, and that's how we get light and stuff like that. So bottom line, there are so many theories about this number, and it seems to some people have power in itself, and it's a number describing something. What you and I are trying to figure out is, what is it describing? What in the world is it describing? Because he says, here's wisdom, and it's the number of this man, and it's the number of this beast, and what are we describing here? Because we're describing something. And so that all said, I mean, I don't want to go through all the theories, and because there are so many of this stuff, these things, and people have talked about UPC codes, universal product codes, and I will say, having some experience in supply chain stuff, on the UPC thing, I don't know if you subscribe to this, I would say nobody subscribes to that because you buy things every week. So either you're a part of the system or you don't really believe that's the mark. So but I know some people that would say that's the UPC, but just as a note of information, the two lines at the beginning, the two lines at the middle, and the two lines at the end are space holders. They're not sixes. The system doesn't recognize them as sixes. A six in the barcode system contains seven places. Those three places are space holders. They look like, because it's two bars. What I'm saying is, to the human mind and thing, you look at that and you're like, well, that there it is. There's the mark of the beast. There it is. But I'm gonna still keep going to Walmart and buying stuff because I got to. That's not it. That's not the thing. And it's I don't know. I've heard people say stuff like that, and it may look like something, but it's not that. That's not it. I've heard people talk about military ID numbers, and even this one, y'all probably heard of this one, where names are given numerical value depending on some language. Maybe it's Latin, and then you give all of these Latin Roman numerals value, and then you count the number that's in the name. Problem with that sometimes is that is a thing called it's a philosophy. It's called gematria, and it is so flexible you can make anything mean anything. I'll give you an example of that. For instance, it's almost over, Hannah. Don't worry. It's almost over. But some of that stuff is so flexible, you can make anything mean anything. I'll give you an example. So someone said, Nero adds up to 666. Well, that's if you spell it a certain way, it does. But if you spell it the way he spelled it that time, it doesn't. You have to add an N to it, or you have to take away an N to make it mean what you're saying it means. What I'm saying is that's a system that is so flexible, literally anything can mean anything, just depending on what you want it to mean. You just add the letters you need to add and make it say what you want it to say. So all of that said, it's all sort of irrelevant because as Bible believers, we don't take the outside and say, okay, well, what's in the newspaper? What's happening in Revelation? What's going on here? Well, they're bombing over here. So that means it's the Battle of Armageddon here. No, you take the Bible and then you look at current events and you say, okay, this is what's happening, or this is what's not happening, or nothing's happening, or this is just wars and rumors of wars. The point is, Bible believing people use the Bible and believe the Bible to interpret this stuff. So the question, this thing, Revelation 13, 17 and 18, he says, John says, this is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count this number. And it's all sixes, 666. And the question is, what in the world is he describing? What is it that we're describing? And we'll get to that in just a second here. I'll add another interesting little note here that I've mentioned before. When it comes to geometry and mathematics and descriptions of things, one of the old holdovers from Babylon. One of the many holdovers. I mean, banking is one of the things that it seemed like Babylon had invented, the form of banking that we enjoy. Another thing is, y'all know that clock back there it's got 12 hours on it. You know how many degrees that thing goes? It's 360 degrees. That's a 60-based system. You know where a 60-based system comes from? That's a Babylonian system. Your time is Babylonian. And it's actually better than a 10-based system. There's more divisions. There's several reasons why it's a better system. Our system is an Arabic system in general, where it's a 10-based system. I'll give you another one. I'll let you participate a little bit. Can you think of any other system that functions with 60s and 6s and... Do what? Measurements. Anybody remember old Pythagorean theorem? Well, that wasn't Pythagorean. That was Babylonian theorem. That was a triangle has 180 total degrees. A circle has 360 degrees. A triangle has 180. It's a 60-based system. And so it's superior in some ways to the 10-based system. And I'm just saying that it's just it's interesting stuff. But it's what people like, they delve into and then they try to figure what's going on here. So there's a lot of things that we've kept from history. Things are built on the measurements, the geometry. Geometry is Babylonian. It's not, I always heard it was Greece that figured this stuff out. It wasn't Greece that figured this stuff out. It was Babylonians that figured it out. And so that's why it's 180 degrees. That's why it's based on 360 degrees and all of those theorems and all of those relationships and all of those mathematical equations. They're based on either 360 degrees or they're based on, if it's trigonometry, it's based on 180 degrees. That stuff, again, it's just Babylonian stuff. It's not Greek culture. The Greeks didn't pass it on. I mean, they passed it on, but they didn't invent it. So all of that stuff, it's interesting stuff. You got the sixes. People are fascinated with the sixes, and what does it mean? Well, it says this in Revelation 13. It is the number of his name. So that's the number. You say, what is this representing? What is it talking about? It's the number of his name. And there is a place in the Bible where this phrase shows up. And I'll give you three guesses where it shows up. Do what? No. 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 The book of Numbers. It's the book of Numbers. So it says in Revelation, no man might buy or sell save that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. All right, well, that phrase has already been in the Bible many times in the book of Numbers. So, and I, like I said, I'm going to pass this information on and y'all can do whatever you want with it because I don't know what to do with all of it necessarily, but I will show you where it shows up in the Bible. Look in Numbers chapter 1. And verse 2. What is the number of their names? What is it talking about? What is it in relation to? No. It's census data. Take ye the sum, remember, count. Let him that has wisdom count the number of the beast. Take ye the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel and their families by the house of their fathers with the number of their names. Okay, so that phrase, the number of their names, deals with census data. Count every male, he was going to say every male above 20 years old, everyone in this family that has this name, count them. Okay, that's the phrase. That's where you got the phrase from. It's census data. It shows up literally, I think, 15 more times in this book. To count the number of the names. And the count is the census. It's how many people are associated with this name. So when he says, for instance, you get to Revelation and he says, let him that has wisdom, or this is wisdom, let him count the number of his name. Well, you've already read about something like that in Numbers, where the counting was just everyone that was associated with this name was given identity. I mean, that was they're associated with it. So I show you this. And then sort of like, I'm going to leave it with you because with that said, this book of Numbers, like I said, it shows up, I think, 14 or 15 more times in the book of Numbers. And then it shows up in Acts. In fact, I'll just show you that one. Look in Acts chapter 1. So the question is, what is the number? What is it representing? Because math, it's just math. It's just representing something. Is it representing the devil? Is it representing evil spirits? Or is it representing people who have this name? Well, in Numbers, it's representing people who have this name. So in Revelation, I would say, whatever this name is, if it's Muhammad, well then, the people that have this name, or associated with this name, there's 666 of them. Here's another one. Look, Acts chapter 1. Verse 15, and in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of names together were about 120. You know what that is? That's a record of how many people were there. That's the number of the names. So what I'm saying is, when you get to Revelation, there's already some interpretation that's already been done for you. It was done in the book of Numbers. It's interesting. I'll give you a couple little side notes of all this. Do you have any? I'm not saying this is the name or anything like that, but it gives you a something that's other than an American perspective. Anybody have any idea what the most common name in the world is? Muhammad is the most common name in the world. It's not David, it's not James, it's not John, it's not Paul. It's Muhammad is the most common name in the world. Now that maybe as an American, you think, well, I thought everybody was American in the world. No. Actually, in the last, I think, couple years, that name has broken the top 10 for top 10 names in our nation. Muhammad is one of the top 10 names in our nation for kids being born. So I'm not saying that's the name. I'm just saying that name has association. There's a spirit associated with that religion. And I'm not saying that's it. It follows several tenets that are very, very, very much fall in line with the description of Antichrist, denying Jesus Christ and things like that. That's actually one of the laws of blasphemy in Islam. To say that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh is punishable by death. That's pretty antichrist. So all of that said, I'm not saying that's the religion or anything like that. It's certainly an antichrist religion, but the idea that this name, the number of the name, you see, there's some cross references to that, and in the Bible, when anytime it's said, this is the number of the name, what it's representing is a census and the number of people that are associated with that name. Now, I don't know, when you get to Revelation and he says there's 666 that have this, that's the number of the name. So I don't know if they're all in Jerusalem. I don't know how this is spread out. I don't know that, but it's interesting. Jesus Christ says this. He says, I am come in my Father's name and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you'll receive. So, and through Revelation, you've got this interesting contrast where these people of God have the name of God in them, sealed in them, versus these other people who have this name of the beast. And so there's that warfare going on. But anyhow, I wanted to show you this. I'll show it to you. Go back over to Numbers, and I'll give you a couple more of these. Just to show you this number in the Bible deals with, I don't know how else to put it other than census data. It's counting the number of people with that identify with this name. And it's a count of the people. And it was a count of the people in Numbers. It's a count of the people in Acts. Let's see, Numbers, chapter 3, verse 40. Here's, I think, one of the last times it shows up in the book of Numbers before they deal with other things. Numbers chapter 3 and verse 40 says, and the Lord said unto Moses, number all the firstborn of the males of the children of Israel from a month old and upward, and take the number of their names. What are we talking about? What's the number of their names? It's the count of the people. You're just counting the people. So, like I said, I'm showing some of this to you guys, and you can do what you want to with it. But there is a precedent, and I think this is sometimes a thing you can take away from this. But sometimes the theories and the wild ideas and stuff like that, Christianity is already weird enough and foolish enough to the world. We don't need to give people reasons to believe it to be more foolish than it is. And I'll give you the example that I gave earlier. When you say stuff like 666 and UPC and stuff like that, to people who are in that business and listening to that, it sounds like, okay, these folks don't know what they're talking about. They don't understand this. And it just sounds like foolishness. And what I'm saying is, we don't need to give the world a reason outside of the reasons they already have to think the Bible is foolish by chasing wild ideas. The interpretations of the Bible are in the Bible. They're here. And so it's not I read a verse and then I turn on Fox News and figure out what technology applies to the verse. It's I read a verse, I read a context, I read some other verses, I read some other context, and I start putting this together, let the Holy Spirit put together the story He wants to put together and explain things, scripture with scripture, spiritual things with spiritual things, and then put together what is actually happening. Now, with those things said, I still don't know exactly what's going on in Revelation in some place. I don't know what's happening. But I know this phrase that shows up that has become this lightning rod of evil and all of that already had a precedent in the Bible. It was already explained somewhere else. There was already a phrase that showed up earlier on. So anyhow, that all said, it's the number of His name. And Numbers has probably 15 or 16 times it shows up that way, and that phrase shows up. And of those, of the, I don't know, it may be 16 or 17 times it shows up in the Bible, every time it had showed up until Revelation, it was a count of people. It was a census. That's what it always was, 16 times, 17 times before it showed up in Revelation. So when he says 666, is this the magic devil's number? Is this? No, it's probably a count of people who go by this name. So when he says, let them count the number of the beast, and you find out, interestingly enough, you go to the book of Ezra, and there is this family name, Adonaiakim. And it's Adonaiakim, and it says in Ezra like 3:13 or something that the number of the Adonaiakims was 666. And it was the record of the number of people that went by that name. And so all I'm saying is when you get to Revelation, you don't have to scour the newspapers and Fox News and the websites to figure out what the Bible is saying. The Bible has said 16 or 17 times, this is what the phrase means when I'm using the phrase. And when he shows up in Revelations or in Revelation, it still means what it meant when I said it 16 times ago. I hope that makes some sense. It may not add a whole lot of light to what's going on in Revelation, because it doesn't for me, but it does explain this mystical number. What in the world are we describing with 666? Well, it looks like we're just describing people who have this name. So where you go from that, like I said, this isn't a study on the whole book of Revelation. I'm just showing you there's some precedent here. And use the Bible, believe the Bible, interpret the Bible with the Bible, and stay out of trouble that way. So there you go. That's what I got for tonight. No big application, just something interesting, something, some food for thought. By the way, if you want to write them down, all the places that phrase shows up, Numbers chapter 1, verse 2, Numbers chapter 1, verse 18, Numbers chapter 1, 20, 1, 22, 24, 26, 28, 30, 32, 34, 36, 38, 40, 42, and then Numbers chapter 3, verse 40, Acts chapter 1, verse 15, and then you get to Revelation, and he says it's the number of his name. Okay, well, we've seen that before. So, all right, that's what I got for this afternoon. So, do what you can with it. Interesting stuff. So, the Bible interprets itself. It really does. And so, there it is. Let's pray, and we'll be dismissed. Father, I pray it's been helpful. It's maybe not something super applicable, but to use your words to give light in other places of your words, that's what we ought to be doing. And the fact that some of these things that show up at the end of the book have been said multiple times previously, we ought to take note of that. So I pray it's something to think about. I pray it'll help us study our Bibles more, and food for thought, and something to help us dig in to the words of God. And so I pray really that it is nourishing. And thank you for each soul that's here. Thank you for this time together. And I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.